Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned in to Eliminate Breast Cancer this evening. It is an open mic episode, and before I get into the details of that, I would like to welcome you all to the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth Struggle, Love, as well as more recently released Dear Royal Panhandlers and Hopeful Souls, 42 Unpublished Letters, both available for purchase on PoeticSoulInc.com. I am also a veteran teacher of English language arts in the Boogie Down Bronx in New York City, as well as the owner of a small business, Poetic Soul Inc., providing services for writers and creating inspirational gifts. Now that I've introduced myself and got myself out of the way, I would like to meet you all. I'm going to go through a few of the protocols. Hopefully, we'll be hearing everyone's voice this evening. If this is your first time tuning in to the Poetic Soul Talk Show, welcome. Please feel free at any given time if you would like to speak on the air by pressing star 1 on the phone lines. If you're listening on the phone lines, if you would like to send a message and you're listening at the website, blogtalkradio.com/poetry to life, you are equally as welcome to join the conversation. Please feel free to use the chat box in order to send any questions, comments, feedback you would like to provide, and I will definitely read that on the air this evening before the show ends. Just in case you do speak on the air this evening, I'd like to say, please refrain from using any profanity. Not that I don't understand it. It is passionate language for some of us, but then there are others who are offended. So if you do have poems to say or read or slam or any comments you might want to say, like F breast cancer, see how I did that? Just follow that and improv if or when necessary. If you're not yet following the talk show, please do so. We have over 60 episodes and have been on the air since June of 2014. Please follow us at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, and 2 is the number 2, and tune into past episodes as well as being made aware of. That being said, I believe that's it. I may have been skipping around a little. Pardon me, I'm a little bit off this evening, but still looking forward to this episode. So we're going to be talking about breast cancer awareness. If you have any information, stories to share of inspiration and strength, please feel free at any given time to hop on. I'll be sharing tidbits here and there throughout the episode. The poetry doesn't necessarily have to be a poem. It could be a letter or just a message you want to send or say. It can be poems of strength for women who have survived. You know, breast cancer in and of itself is not just a female condition or a type of cancer that only affects females, believe it or not. And that was one of the random facts that I wanted to state this evening. Breast Cancer Awareness Month should not just be something we say affects females. It also affects a very small number of males. But males, no less, have been diagnosed with this condition. And so with that being said, any poems of strength, inspiration, overcoming will all speak to the message we want to send, not only the condition itself, but the people who are fighting or who have overcome breast cancer. And we know that's what October is pretty much all about. So, like I stated, if at any given time you have poetry to share, feedback to provide, please feel free by pressing star 1 on the phone. You will go into queue. I will get to you before the end of the episode. And I am on the chat box this evening if anybody would like to send questions, comments, feedback via the chat box. You may also feel free to do that. If you're not yet following the show, please do so by going on Instagram and following Poetic Soul Talk Show, and you can also see different posts from poets. I try to repost as possible. And real quick, we do have a magazine because we are blowing up, you know. It is available at the link on the Poetic Soul Talk Show page on Instagram, and it's featuring a few of the poets, really dope poets, that have come through. They all sent to Rona Randall, author of Church Stories, Scenarios, different books of poetry. She also put this together herself on behalf of those who wanted to participate, and you can purchase it there. Part of the proceeds do go towards the Poetic Soul Talk Show, but it's just a beautiful outline and illustrations of the poets, their pictures, their bios, and poems that they also put into the magazine. So you definitely want to check out Poetic Soul Talk Show magazine. And now that I've gotten that out the way, and shout out to Rona Randall for doing that and making it happen, I look forward to seeing more people reading about the show and the people who have been involved in the show, supporting, donating, reposting, calling in, sharing their poems, their views on different topics. I am going to go to the phone line. I do see that there's a caller waiting. Greetings and welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
My name is King Flair. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, King Flair from Chicago. I was chatting with you briefly on Instagram earlier. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm great. I thank you for calling in. I really appreciate your call. How's the weather out there in Chicago? Is it cold yet?
No, it's not cold yet. It's pretty nice.
That's good. That's good. So will you be sharing a poem with us this evening, or a message, or both, or what? We want to hear your voice.
I'm gonna share a poem / story. When I asked you earlier if it had to be about breast cancer, you know, I didn't have anything about breast cancer. So I wrote something for it.
You wrote a piece for the show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is dope. That is so dope. Well, then I really can't wait to hear this. I love that, those types of poems, the fresh, crispy ones, the unreleased ones. So whenever you're ready, we're definitely listening.
All right. Now, remember, I did just write this today, so, yeah, bear with me a little bit, all right?
Absolutely. We got your back.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
All these 50Ks of chemotherapies are scaring me. I sit in the lobby staring at my phone screen as it drops slowly to zero battery, just waiting. The clock tick-tocks carefully as it's saying, she's strong. Don't worry. She's going to make it. Another minute passes and I don't see her. My mind jumps to conclusions and my eyes tear rudely as I start to grieve her. What if something went wrong? My chest heaves. I jump out of my seat and move quickly to the window, you know, just to see. But I don't know what I'm looking for. And it kills me more when I see the window just looks into a hallway filled with more closed doors. I walk back to my seat, face scarred with defeat. The secretary calls out to me. We do this every week, I know. But it never gets easy. I'd rather it be the mailman or the rich guy from across the street. I never want to believe cancer's the reason she leaves me. The door's open. She walks into the lobby and sees me. The doctor following her. For some reason, they both are beaming. His truck seems to be gleaming. The chemo was a success. From now on, friendly visits is the only reason she needs to see me. The news sends me into shock. Flashbacks take over my senses as the doctor turns to her and continues. I'm impressed with how brave you are. You never missed an appointment or lost hope for a moment. You had a smile on every time you came to see me, and now you have something to show for it. I pull her into an embrace, tears flooding my face. She was a patient, but I feel like we've both been saved. My wife's a survivor. Cancer took a loss today. End poem.
Wow. And you just wrote that today?
Yeah, maybe about 3 hours ago, 3-4.
Wow. Wow, all like wowzers. That, wow. So I'm rarely speechless, and I'm being honest. That it's like you. So do you have any personal experiences with breast cancer? Or I'm just wondering how you came up with that like that.
Actually, no, I don't. I don't really know. I only know one person with cancer. I'm pretty sure it's not breast cancer, though. Other than him, I don't know anybody with cancer.
Wow. For those of y'all that are just tuning in, because I see the phone lines are lighting up, King Flair, the poem that he just slammed about breast cancer was, you got to go back to the hyperlink and hear him say it. Please shout out your IG handle real quick for those that are tuned in that may not be familiar with you or your poetry.
I'm sorry, please repeat that.
Can you please shout out your IG handle for those that may not be familiar with your poetry?
My Instagram name is KingFlare21, King as in, you know, royalty, Flare, F-L-A-R-E,
please follow this brother. Please don't let this be the last time you call in, King Flair, and thank you so much for calling in and sharing that piece.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you for informing me about it so I could hop on.
I'm going to tag you in the next post for the next show, for sure. Can you stay with us for the rest of the episode?
Yeah, probably. Most definitely.
Oh, thank you so much. Hold on one moment. Wow, that was dope. And he just wrote it 3 hours before spitting it, and it's like, wow. You definitely have to go to the hyperlink at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. The 2 is the number 2. After the episode is over, and check out what you missed regarding that poem. That was hot. And so just to throw another little tidbit of information out there, women between the ages of 35 and 38 years old should go see their primary care physician regarding a mammogram. That is the exam given to women. And let me correct myself. Women and men may even want to request a mammogram just to be safe and sure. I know in prior publications and in a lot of places they say women should wait until they're age 40 to get a mammogram. Recently I found out that you should get it even sooner if possible. So between the ages of 35 and 38 to get your first mammogram, the earlier it's detected, if God forbid that is the case, the more likely it is for a person to survive. So if it's not you, definitely spread the word. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and let people know, let women know, your aunties, your sisters, your cousins, your female friends. Yo, if you're in between the ages of 35 and 38, did you get a mammogram yet? And, you know, just start a dialogue regarding that and show that you truly care about a person's life and well-being. Once again, you're tuned into the open mic episode for Breast Cancer Awareness. We are welcoming poets to speak poems of strength, poems of inspiration, poems of overcoming, personal stories, anecdotes, reasons for this being something that we should talk more about, what you may have heard, information you may have even regarding the condition, the treatments, the diagnoses, the overcoming, anything that you may share. Please feel free at any given time to press *1 on the phone line. You'll go into queue. Please feel free to use the chat box. I see y'all out there in cyberspace. What's up? Your voice is also welcome via the chat box. You may send questions, comments, feedback regarding what you're hearing on the show this evening, and I will definitely read it on the air before the episode is over. If you're just tuning in, like many of you are, please keep in mind, King Flair slammed the poem. I mean, go to the hyperlink once again, blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, and hear this brother spit this poem, as well as follow him on Instagram if possible, King Flair, as in Flare, 21, and follow him on Instagram. He's quite a dope poet calling in from Chicago. And so I don't want to be the one dominating this episode. I do feel like it's more of a dialogue. It should definitely be that. If you would like to speak at any time, please press *1 on the phone lines, and you will go into queue, and I will be able to speak with you about it. And so what I do want to share is someone I know, I would call a very close associate, her mother had breast cancer and opted for the removal of one of her breasts. And so if you're on social media or you know anything about breast cancer, you know that sometimes that's the best way to go. But for females, in particular women of a certain age, that, you know, is a terrifying experience. And when I met her mother, you know, her mother stated to me that it was also so very liberating and such an act of self-love, because you love yourself, not necessarily your body parts, so to speak. So in order to save her own life, she sacrificed or allowed herself to go through the surgical procedure of having one of her breasts removed. And, you know, 15 years later, there she's still in remission in terms of it not returning. And, of course, we pray that she continues to go in that direction of health and overall well-being. Does anybody want to speak before I read all the facts that I have and then won't have anything else to say later on in the episode? I'm waiting for Miss Poetic Designs to speak. There are several walks, pardon me, taking place across the country, of course, during the month of October for breast cancer awareness. And the one that will be held in New York City, which is a big to-do, will be this coming Sunday at about 7 a.m. I know they provide breakfast, and then they'll get to walking and wearing pink, which is my favorite color. So if you're in the metro New York City area and you're able to make it to that, that would definitely be a dope way to support the cause and, of course, raise funds towards the cure of this condition. So whenever Ms. PD, if you're online, please press star 1, or if anyone else would like to speak, please press star 1. Please use the chat box. Thank you so much. I don't know who that was, but thank you. I'm going to go talk to you now. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hi, Dee Dee. This is Heather from Jersey.
Hi, Heather from Jersey. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming in and having my back and saving me, because I was getting ready to just talk for the rest of the episode. And here you came right to the rescue. By the way, Heather is a former guest on the Poetic Soul Talk Show, as well as an author in the anthology we were published in together called The Literary Assault on the American Mind. And Heather is also a donor of the Poetic Soul Talk Show, because you know we run on donations, and just an overall beautiful soul. So now that I've fully introduced you, well, not fully, what, if anything, do you have to add to this conversation?
Well, thank you for the introduction. You're always so kind. This topic is very near and dear to me because it is my life's work. I am a mammographer, and I encounter these women on a daily basis. So I have written a letter I'd like to read, but I'm also in the process of writing a kind of like a self-help pamphlet for women to just educate themselves in the steps beyond their first mammogram. So
that is amazing. Well, I'm so glad you have a letter. I really want to hear the letter, but I also want to ask you a very quick question before we get into the letter, if you don't mind. What might be indicators to women that they need to go get a mammogram? I think for a lot of us, I know for me and women that I've had conversations with, really are like, oh, you know, it's not a big deal, so to speak. And, you know, really take for granted that there could be something wrong. Are you aware of what those early indicators might be and that might trigger the thought, let me go get myself a mammogram?
Yes. First being said, that women do not do self-breast exams as much as they should. For the most part, women that find a lump don't normally find it themselves. It's usually found by their partner. So that being said, once a month, the same time every month, a woman should do breast exams, self-breast exams, so that you are familiar with your tissue type. And the older we get, our breasts change. They go from dense to fatty. And so since you are the most familiar with your own body, that's the easiest way to notice a change. Secondly, if you have any type of discharge that should be, and you're not, or just, you know, recently stopped, that should be, that's an indicator as well.
That's alarming. That would be alarming. But,
yes.
I mean, still, yeah, you're right. Very good to know. That would be alarming. I know that we could, because you and I, we kick it off, Poetic Soul Talk, so we could be talking about this forever. But I did want to know with regards to the self-exams, because, of course, people could Google how to do it or YouTube how to do it appropriately. Is that to be avoided during that quote-unquote time of the month, or is, because you said it the same, around the same time frame if possible every month, does the breast tissue or anything related to the breast change in a way that it's not going to give you accuracy when you're, you know, giving yourself the self-exam?
Well, I mean, we were told that you should try to do it a week before or after your cycle.
Cycle.
So,
okay.
Because, you know, every woman has different hormonal levels, and some people are extra sensitive during that time, so they may not do it appropriately.
Right. Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for not only sharing that information, Heather, and, you know, putting together this brochure for women, but for also, you know, just doing this as a career. I mean, you are a woman, you are a mother. I mean, you know, I take my hat off to and salute those in these fields dealing with these conditions, you know, that some people really do take for granted and have no idea of what it's like. So to you on that note, and whenever you're ready to read your letter, we're listening.
Okay. Dear Warriors in Pink, you never realize how you affect us. We are not just button pushers. We are not robots. We believe in the cause. We believe in healthy beings. We know the strength that you possess, because we share it with you. You are not just a number or body part. We understand that you are an individual with feelings and dreams and families and careers and desires and hope and love. We understand that because we share that with you. And although this part of your body anatomically defines you as female, it does not define your womanhood. We salute you. Love your sisters in the fight.
Wow. That was beautiful. Short, sweet, and to the point. That is beautiful. I think we definitely need to, you know, constantly address and readdress and reinforce the fact that our beauty is not necessarily aesthetic or based on any part of the body, including, you know, the butt area, or, you know, just that needs to be reinforced constantly. Thank you so much, Heather, for sharing the information and the letter. And
one more thing.
Shout out to Instagram handle, so when this brochure is ready, people will know where to go to get it from.
Okay. SnugglesF93 is my Instagram name. And I wanted to say one more thing. If you are a woman who, like you stated earlier, has not had your baseline, which is considered your first mammogram, and you have a mother or grandmother or aunt who has breast cancer, you need to look into getting your mammogram 10 years prior to the baseline. If it's your mother, they will they'll pay for it. Insurance will pay for it. But if it is like your grandmother, you may have to fight a little bit. They may make you wait until 35. The American College of Radiology has increased the number for baselines to be 40, but if you press for it with your GYN or your primary care physician to give you a script, they'll pay for it. So I just wanted to say that, and that there is a blood test called the BRCA gene test that you can get if you have your mother has breast cancer as well, so you don't wait until it's too late.
Wow. Well, see, and we are teachers and students, all of us on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. So if you have that in your lineage or it runs in your family, look into getting that first exam much sooner than the standard time, I guess they say, and fight for it. Heather, do you know, real quick, and I know there are callers waiting, and I will get to you for sure. Do you know if there are any places that offer that exam for free? I know that they usually do it at the walk. I'm not quite sure if that is depending on where the location is. So let's say a person doesn't have health insurance or, you know, whatever their health insurance provider is, won't give them the script or, you know, refer them for this exam. Is there any place they can go for free?
A lot of times during the month of October, facilities that offer mammograms will do it at a discounted rate or for free. So they're not going to advertise it for the most part, but if you call and inquire, they like to do a lot of their writing off because it is the end of the year and they usually gear towards this month to you know, bless people with that. So if
definitely
you are,
look into it, y'all.
Yeah. It's worth
definitely.
It. And look for the vans. There's a lot of vans out there and they do it. But you have to have a doctor to send the report to. You just can't get on the van or go to a place and not have a primary doctor or GYN.
What a plethora of information. What a plethora. So very grateful for you, as always, and for everything, Heather. Thank you for calling in, and definitely stay with us for the rest of the episode. Perhaps callers may have questions, and I'll definitely go back to you before trying to figure out the answer or Google it. I'll go to Heather first.
I'll hold on.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on one moment. Wow, she gave us so much information. And as she's speaking, I'm seeing callers call in. So if you didn't catch the entire episode and you're curious or want to be involved in this movement and month of awareness, definitely check out the hyperlink, blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life2being2, and check the entire episode out from beginning to end. And so now that we've gotten through that, also follow Heather on Instagram, Snuggles, F as in Frank, 93, the number's 93. She will be releasing a brochure of some sort with that information she shared, and I'm sure even more than that. She's, I don't know the title officially, I may say it wrong, but she's a mammogranist, I think. Text me, Heather, and let me know so I can try to figure out how to pronounce that. But I am going to go to the next caller, considering callers are waiting to speak. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from? Greetings.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Steve calling from Arkansas.
Steve from Arkansas, I thought about you earlier. I was going to text you, but I'm so glad you called in. Steve, also known as Stunning One from Arkansas, day one supporter, poet, call him. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I am pretty good. Won't complain. I could, but I won't. And so we're glad to hear your voice on the show this evening. You always have something insightful to say, and so we look forward to hearing your voice.
Well, I sent you a message inquiring about this, but I didn't hear back, so I went ahead and called in anyways.
I didn't get no messages.
AT&T must be slipping or something.
Or Sprint, because that's what I have, and they be messing up. But anyway, I'm so glad you called in anyway. Don't think that I would ever ignore your message. At least I would get back to you within a reasonable time frame. So you called in. What is it that
yes,
you
ma'am.
Have to say or share?
Well, I've got a poem that I wrote about cancer. It's not about breast cancer, though, but I certainly didn't want to take away from the show. It was a meaningful poem, but I wrote this for a friend of mine that lost their daughter to cancer, and I wrote it as the mother, like as if she was writing.
Wow.
It, so.
Wow. Well, listen, cancer is not, you know, I think it's fully appropriate for the show, and I'm pretty sure the listeners would agree. And so, and that from that perspective and point of view, this has to be an amazing poem. So whenever you're ready, we're listening.
Dear Maddie, it's September, and yes, I'm more than aware. Each time I look to my side, you're not there. However, my awareness is not just for the month of September. We shared memories and a bond that I will always remember. What I wouldn't give just to see your smile, just to sit and talk with you again, if only for a little while, to have the opportunity to read you another story, just so you could hear Mama's voice, so you wouldn't worry. I know that you can still hear my voice, and I want you to know I would have switched places with you if I had a choice. I made sure someone was always there right by your side. The way you fought with a smile filled me full of pride. You'll no longer have to worry about playing in hospital hallways. You no longer color in books, but instead paint the skies, and it brightens my days. I was amazed at what all you went through with a smile because it left Mommy exhausted. I did my best to stay strong for you, but there were times in private when I lost it. I sometimes wonder if you knew just how much I cared, and I wish that I could say Mommy was prepared. I can't say that, though, because nothing could have ever prepared me for this. I love you so much, and I wish that I could give you a kiss. You're my hero, and that title will always remain, even though I know you like princess in front of your name. You were my little princess as well, among many other things. It's hard to describe the joy in a parent's life that a child brings. You brought me happiness that will always remain in the depths of my heart. I loved you with my entire being, right from the very start. From the very first moment that I held you in my arms, you seduced me easily with your angelic charms. I wish that you were here with us so you could meet your brother. He's a bit of a loose cannon, if you will, but he makes me one happy mother. I know you're watching over us and saving us a place. I can't wait to see you again so I can kiss your face. Your memory will always be with me wherever I go. My sweet little girl, I couldn't have asked for a more beautiful soul. Each time I look down at the memorial on my arm, I know that you're never too far. I'm reminded that you are my angel, my darling, my star, and my love will find you wherever you are.
All right. That was beautiful. I got watery a couple of times. I said, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to cry on the air, but definitely a very, very touching piece. Huh?
I said, there's a first time for everything.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I know. But I don't want, I'm not ready.
That one meant a lot to me because of the situation. I try and help raise money for them every year. I have the past 3 years because of this. Some people might say that she lost her battle, but I say she is still fighting that battle, and it is through her mother because her mother is adamant about continuing for research, for childhood cancer and all cancer in general sucks. My dad and my grandpa to cancer, my aunt to cancer. I mean, it's I've been affected by it, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve, that poem, and, my daughter's name is Madison. I don't want to over-relate,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so when you said, hello, Maddie, I'm like, uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah,
floodgates.
Actually, her daughter's name is Madison, but they called her, they called her Maddie for short.
Yes, as do I. Well, what a beautiful, beautiful piece and tribute. Fully appropriate, from the hero part to the keep fighting, to just cherishing moments. It's all about breast cancer, the cancer, childhood cancer, I mean, just life. And that's what we try to live. If you post the link, you know, post the link so I can repost it on the Poetic Soul Talk Show page so perhaps people will be able to donate. I'll definitely make a donation to that, what she's doing in terms of for the memory of her daughter.
Absolutely. Speaking of donations, where are we at with the show?
Yes, we are on the air until November 17th. As of the show, Steve has donated on several occasions to keep this platform alive, and I'm going to definitely get to that before the episode is over in terms of reminding people where they can make donations for the show. And I'll text you a little later on regarding the future thereafter.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Don't forget to post that link and stay with us, Steve, for the rest of the episode.
Absolutely.
Hold on one moment. Whew, so that's Steve and King Flair with their poems and Heather with her letter to women fighting this fight. And might I say men, they may not want to broadcast that information, but we definitely can't say that this is an only female condition. It is predominantly affecting women, but men are also affected by and diagnosed with breast cancer. So for those of you that are tuned in, welcome. Your voices are definitely welcome. Please share your stories, letters, poems, information regarding this condition. We have a very special caller waiting to speak. Not that anyone else was not, because of course you all are, but I was anticipating this caller, so I'm going to go right to it. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hello, Dee Dee. This is Miss Petey of Poetic Designs. How you doing?
Hi. I'm great. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm hoping that my partner is also on the line because, you know, we are calling in together.
Okay. I don't see anyone else waiting to speak. Partner, if you're out there, please press *1 on the phone line so that this can be, all three of us can be on the phone at the same time. I think that's the partner right there. I saw a phone line light up. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from? Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Partner.
Hello.
Ms. PD, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here. I'm sorry. I was saying that I thought I was in the host queue, but I'm not. But this is Cherie calling from New York.
Hi, Cherie from New York. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. And so for those of you all that are tuned in, Miss PD and Cherie will both be at the walk in New York City that I mentioned at the top of the episode this Sunday morning, walking for the cure for breast cancer. And so if, you know, you can take turns saying why this is as important to you as it is. I know you've been, you know, raising funds, doing the auction, which I hope, you know, you all will also be speaking of momentarily, but a lot you've been doing regarding this condition and raising awareness and raising funds for it and walking. Why, if you don't mind sharing that with the audience?
I actually, you know, I had a family member that had was diagnosed with breast cancer years ago, and I always wanted to do something to, like, you know, raise awareness and support of it. And most recently, a good friend of mine is now diagnosed stage 4 cancer, and she really kind of sparked that idea of trying to give back. She told me, you know, how things are where she, you know, she was in the hospital, and she said there's so much that we have to do. She said it kind of put her mindset into place, see how we could help if there's anything that we could do. So, you know, that conversation really kind of blossomed to me wanting to do this fundraising event. So I contacted my sister, PD, to see if she'd be interested in doing it, because she, you know, she has, when she's passionate about something like I am, we kind of like, we get together and we start, and things start happening and things start moving. So I asked her if she won first, customized 2 bracelets for me, so that I can, one, present one of them to my friend who was in the hospital at the time. And she did, and it was beautiful, and it touched her so much that, you know, it also made me want her to ask her personally, would she be able to be a part of the team, and, you know, we could form this team and kind of build it up. So it's kind of like last minute that we put it together, but, you know, I see this, you know, as this, just the start of something great, and that each year it'll get bigger and better. So I'm really so happy and I'm thankful that she decided to join along with me, which is why we're now Strictly Poetic.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't really want to add anything to it, but, yep, that's really where it started.
Yes, where it started. As Cherie said, she brought me into it. You know, she had the idea and she brought me into it, and I'm thankful that she did. And cancer is close to me as well. I lost my grandmother to breast cancer. I lost quite a few family members to cancer alone, not all breast cancer, but just cancer. But my father's mother, who was the most amazing grandmother in the world, I lost her to breast cancer. So when Cherie asked me immediately, it was a no-brainer. Like, yes, let's do this. And as she said, you know, we did put it together last minute, but we are going to make it big as we possibly can to raise awareness, you know, and to get
definitely
those donations. Well, as you know, I know a lot of people say things, well, you don't know where the money is going. But for me, I feel like this, when you're raising money, you know, you're doing it from your heart to give to other people. The people you're giving it to, if they don't do right by it, that's on them. But God will see your heart for doing it. But it's
that's
so
right.
much more than just that. I mean, people need resources. There are people who are fighting cancer, and they don't have the resources that they need to do so. So this money goes to all of them. It goes not just the research part, but to, you know, medical expenses and all of that. So it's a beautiful thing to do, and it's beautiful to be a part of something that's always bigger than ourselves.
That's right. Absolutely. And Ms. PD, you are speaking, and I can hear you, but I don't know if it's an area where you have a lower signal because you were choppy for short periods of time in between saying that. But I did want to say to Cherie, first and foremost, I'm sorry regarding your friend being diagnosed with stage 4. And, of course, me being a Christian, I will definitely keep her in my prayers. And for those that have lost the battle, I definitely, you know, send my condolences. My aunt lost it. Lost the fight to cancer, and she did so voluntarily. It wasn't breast cancer. And my dad also passed away from cancer in 2007. And so, you know, the cancer, the breast cancer, we can label it a type of cancer, or we don't necessarily have to. We definitely want to bring awareness to the condition. And like you said, whatever resources people with this condition are, you know, can get or have to make it easier on them is definitely,
right.
You just hit everything, the both of you hit it on the head. And so
right.
Please share a little bit about what you've been doing or what if audience members would like to support, you know, you two in the cause, what can they do and how can they do it? The walk is Sunday. So,
yes.
Please do share.
So we have the so PD is, I guess you could speak on your part with the races, but the silent auction was one of the ways. So we still have items that were donated by artists, poets, people who are very much more artistic than I am. creators,
business
still,
owners,
business owners. They all came together and said, "Here, take this, and you know, we want to give, we want to help out." So we have some beautiful work and creations on our Facebook page for people to bid on, and that 100% of those bids, the proceeds go toward the team. So that's how one of the ways that we're raising money. That's going to happen. It ends tomorrow night at 10:00. So if anybody's interested in placing a bid, it's going to end tomorrow night. So they have to put in their bids by then. Other than that, we're gonna kind of like wherever we are with the bid is where it's gonna stay.
What's your Facebook page? So people get a pen and paper real quick, or you know how us writers do, just type it real quick. What's the Facebook page?
It's facebook.com/Team Strictly Poetic.
Team Strictly Poetic. please go to their page on Facebook as well as on Instagram, Team Strictly Poetic, and it's all spelled the way it's supposed to be. So no hyphens, no nothing, nothing mixed
no
up.
No fancy
remixed.
Letters, no.
No.
Team Strictly Poetic.
We also have an Instagram. The Instagram is Team Strictly Poetic as well. And on the bio, you'll have to see the link to where you'll see our site with American Cancer Society. They have that link is for our actual team page. So if you want to walk with us, you know, click that link. If you want to make a donation, if you don't want to be a part of the auction, you just want to just give a few dollars, you can click on that link in the bio of our Instagram page, and you can also help us out that way.
Please
every bit helps. Every bit helps.
That's right. That's right.
$5 is a huge help, and it means a lot.
I'm definitely going to donate to that, too. I definitely believe in the donation. You know, I have my own crooked way of thinking about the way people manage funds, especially since I worked for a nonprofit organization, the American Diabetes Association, pretty much. But like you said, when you give from your heart and you do from your heart, wherever it goes after you've given it has nothing to do with you. And so you're doing it for the right reasons, and if people mess it up thereafter, that's on them, and they will, you know, have to talk to their maker about that one day. But we definitely want to show love to these women walking, supporting, raising funds, creating auctions. You know, if you can, definitely go to their Facebook page, Team Strictly Poetic. And like she said, whatever you can give will count and make a difference. So tell us where you are in terms of your goal. I know a lot of nonprofits come up with this whole goal thing, or you create the goal and, you know, you can gauge your progress along that bar that they have. Is that how it works? And if so, how do you feel thus far about the progress you've made, or, you know, what you've done in terms of what you, you know, received back?
I personally feel great about it. I mean, for us to do this in such short notice and to get the response that we've gotten, I feel amazing. I mean, if we only raised $200, I'm happy about that. Because, Cherie, we put this together in how much time? A month?
Like a month.
I mean, so, I mean, for us to get the turnout that we did, you know, we reached out to some amazing people who donated, and people are bidding on those donations, and we feel really good about it. The goal is $1,000, but as I said, we put this together in such a short time. You know,
anything
for us to get the response that we have gotten, it feels amazing to me already. Next year will definitely
bracelet.
Be bigger and better.
And PD, for her company, Poetic Design, she created the bracelets that was specifically for the breast cancer awareness. And that was a great idea, because now we have, like, the bracelets as a symbol of our fundraising efforts. And her company has donated some of the 30% of the proceeds to the team. So that was another great idea. We kind of started coming together, and that came up. You had pins, you had the pillows. she's very creative on that end. So I mean, I think about things, but she creates. So
this is true. I have a couple of those. Those creations. One in route, and so. This is so very grassroots. It reminds me of even the Poetic Soul Talk Show. It's like, you know, a couple of minds that are all on the same page, just trying to promote someone other than themselves, support someone else other than themselves, because we're not such narcissistic individuals. And so I fully support you. If y'all are in the New York City area, where's the park that it's going to be at again? I know you posted it, Ms. PV, on your page.
It's going to be at Central Park. We're going to be meeting on 72nd and 5th Avenue in the Rumsfeld, 72nd and 5th.
Okay.
So it's entirely in the park, the Rumsfeld field.
And what time will you women be there on Sunday?
The walk starts at 8 a.m., so we'll be there somewhere around 7:30-ish.
Yeah,
7:30.
We have to turn in forms and stuff. Yeah, the walk actually starts at 8.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So please, anyone who's listening, if you're in the area, please come out and join Strictly Poetic. We would love to have you guys walk with us and just, you know, feel good about doing something for someone else.
Yes,
for
please
a short
do.
Period of time. Yeah.
I'm going to come down here with my cup of coffee, but I can't promise y'all I'm
going
to walk. But I'm going to come. And I'll be there, and then, you know,
you can cheer us
I will
on.
Have
you can walk a little
on.
Bit.
Yeah, I'm going to walk a little bit from the car to where y'all are. Listen.
You
listen,
know what?
No, but I am. You know that's going to be a long way because the parking is going to be terrible. So, yeah,
I know.
I'm not minimizing it or trying to make a joke out of it at all. I did the 5-mile
mm-hmm.
walk for the American Diabetes Association, and I was
mm-hmm.
like, oh, my God. Like, I thought it was going to be a walk to park. But it is truly a sacrifice to walk
yeah.
that walk. And,
yeah,
but
I mean,
you know, the key, Didi, the key is you have to walk with people who are fun. You know, you guys are talking,
yeah.
you're having a good time, so you don't even think about the walk, really. I mean,
that's
what that's how it works for me.
Yeah,
that's
we
true.
Did the,
I might walk with y'all
well,
to 86th Street.
So I know what that's like. 86th
yeah.
Street in the park. You're going to be, and how are you going to, you have to watch the signs, because, you know, when you're in the park, you really kind of get lost. Of where you are,
yeah.
like your sense of direction is a little off. So you might end
of
up
course.
Walking and not realizing that you're like halfway through the walk.
That's
end up,
true.
End up doing the rest of the way.
I am definitely not trying
we're
to.
We're
going to
pull her in, Sherry. We're going to pull her in.
Yeah, y'all.
When we do
I
the,
might
when
walk
we do
to 86th Street.
When we do the AIDS walk, we do the AIDS walk every year. If people come, we make them do the whole walk with us. So if you come with us, you're going to walk with us.
Okay, so what time is the walk over? Maybe I'll see y'all when y'all get back. How about that? No, all jokes aside, I will be there, though. I will be there at 7:30.
Great.
It is not just us. If anyone is in the New York City area at 7
yes.
a.m., 7:30 a.m., 72nd Street and 5th Avenue to join Team Strictly Poetic in this walk, or even just to bring them some coffee, maybe a towel.
Yeah.
Definitely show up and, you know, bring a donation if possible and just join the team.
Come take a picture with us.
Next year we might make it exciting. We may actually feed you breakfast. So if you come, we'll feed you breakfast, and that will make you walk with us. So something
right.
Right.
You got to walk off. You got to walk off the breakfast.
And you got to walk off the breakfast.
And that you will do, won't you? that you will do. And it is also great because it is exercise. And I know as we get older, and that means everyone, not just women, we don't exercise as much. And that also contributes to conditions developing that we could possibly avoid. And so
yeah.
I just want to thank you all so much for what you're doing, not only just because it's a beautiful thing, but on behalf of all the people that will benefit from you all doing this. And so definitely follow Team Strictly Poetic on Instagram or tune into their silent auction. It ends tomorrow evening on Facebook and search for Team Strictly Poetic. The episode is about to end. I will see you ladies on Sunday.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Didi.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hold on one moment. And so with that all being said, if you didn't tune into the entire episode, please go to blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife so that you can hear it all from top to bottom. Thursday after next, we will have an open mic episode regarding domestic violence, which is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we will be taking donations for the show on PayPal at DD, as in Didi Wright, dbpoetry@gmail.com. May you all have a great weekend, and we hope to hear your voice again on the last Thursday of the month. Take care.